morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. By the way, we just had, just like the pastor said, we just had our flight and we just arrived last Friday, early in the morning. Wednesday, we traveled to Manila. And it's so heavy traffic there, and we can't sleep. And when we are there, we don't have sleep that whole day already. And then when we are on the plane, I thought we could take a nap. But when we are there, it's a long travel from Hong Kong to Dallas. It's about 14 and a half hours, and that's too long for us, and I cannot sleep again. And when we arrived from Columbus, and then they pick us up about 2 o'clock, and then we arrived in Marietta at 3:30 in the morning, and I can't sleep again. It's early. It's already early in the morning. And then, of course, I see some friends of mine. And then they want us, when we came here, we just brought two. Everything is two, you know. And we don't bring all of our stuff. We just had our pack bag. Two-pack bags, hand carry, and that's it. We don't have anything. So what we are now is we are just trusting the Lord. So we're here and thank the Lord for just giving us the opportunity to come here. When we come here, actually, we don't have anything. We just live by faith. I said, I asked my friend if he could bring us here and drop us, because he had meeting in Kentucky. And he said, he's so kind that he dropped us here. And now we are traveling to Niles. And then after that, when we are in Niles, I don't know how to get back to Marietta. But I'm still trusting the Lord how that would work. But this morning, as we study our Sunday school, I would like for us to study this morning in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. Luke chapter 19. Verse 1 to 10. This is a familiar story, especially to all the kids, because to all our Sunday school teachers, they thought this all the time. And can we just stand up for the respect of reading of God's Word this morning? Luke chapter 19, in verse 1. Down to verse 10, I will read it. This is what the Bible says. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. Last verse, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I entitled our message this morning, The Special Visitor. Let us pray. Lord, I pray that you bless your word in our hearts. Bless each and every one of us that are here this morning. May your name be honored. May your name be lifted up. For we ask all these things in Christ's most precious name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. As we have read that place, Jericho, that was mentioned in verse number 1, we also know what that Jericho all about, that place. If you could just remember in Joshua chapter 2 verse 1, that place was cursed. And if there's somebody who will build that place, that man would be cursed. And we can see here that Jericho was mentioned one more time in verse number 1 of chapter 19 in Luke, that Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. It was Jericho was picture of the world. The world was wicked. World was full of violence and cruelty and trouble and wickedness. But thank God Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Thank God Jesus came down in this earth to die for our sins. He gave his life for us, for the ransom of our sins, and gave us forgiveness and gave us the justification through faith, that only by grace through faith the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be saved. But as we look down to verse number 2, the Bible says, And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. It was another mention of the word publican here in this verse. Publican in an ancient Roman biblical time, they were called collector of taxes or tax collector. So we could read here that Zacchaeus was mentioned. Zacchaeus, the Bible says that he is the chief among the publicans. So he is the chief. Among those tax collectors, Zacchaeus was the chief. He's the highest position. And yet the Bible says, He's the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Not only he was the chief, he was rich. Now, what we can see in this remaining verse, the Bible says in verse number 3, and he sought to see Jesus. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. Although he was the chief among the publicans, he is the chief of tax collection, and he is rich man, he still wants to seek the Lord Jesus. I believe with all my heart, true happiness is not in how much we make, or how much we earn, or how much degrees we have in life, or how much big our houses are, or how fancy our car is. But I believe that true happiness be found when we seek the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not just give us life, but He gave us eternal life. He did not just give us family, but He made us part of God's family. He did not just give us salvation, but impart us sanctification. He did not just providing our needs every day, but He is preserving our treasures in heaven. True happiness can be found only through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, there's a song. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, How I love Jesus, because He first loved me. Thank God, my friends, my beloved brethren, Jesus visited us. Jesus visited us. As you can see in verse number 3, he said, and he sought to Jesus who he was. Well, Jesus was well known at that time. He caused the blind man to see, lame men to walk, raised persons from the dead. But Zacchaeus wants to know more about Jesus. He wants to know more about him, who he really was. I would like to tell you this morning, my beloved brethren, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not by good works we can be saved. It's not by religion we can be saved. It's not church membership we can be saved. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ we can be saved. If we will trust Him and put our faith to Him and accept Him as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then we know that He can save us, because He is the Savior of sinners. He is our Savior. It was also mentioned in this verse, in verse number C, in number 3, that he sought to see Jesus who he was and could not depress. He could not see Jesus at this time. Why? Because he was of a little stature. It was mentioned the condition of Zacchaeus. He is a little of stature. It symbolizes our condition with God. What is our condition with God? We are separated from God because of our sins. We cannot see God because God is so holy. We are so unclean. We are so sinner. And God still visited us here on earth to die for our sins, which we deserve to go to hell. But He is not allowing us to go and be punished, which we don't deserve to go to heaven. And yet God wants us to be with Him for all eternity. And thank God that God forgave us from all our sins. Thank God that even in our condition, God so loved us. And as you see in verse number 4, and he ran before and climbed unto a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. I believe if we really want to see Jesus, we will do everything. We will do everything. Zacchaeus was a little of his stature, and he can't see Jesus because of the press. His condition is little. It's little. Man, what he did, he ran and climbed up into a sycamore tree, for he was to pass that way. I believe, my friends, that serving the Lord comes from the heart. If you want that God would do something in our lives, I believe it will comes out from our heart. We can serve Him if we don't love Him. We can't read His word if we don't love Him. We can't pray if we don't love Him. We can't do mission or church planting if we don't love Him, because serving the Lord is coming from our hearts. Just to tell to you, when we are in the Philippines doing the mission, really must have a heart. God didn't call me in the ministry, and I don't have the heart in the ministry, probably I'm not here as well. Probably I'm in the world doing business of the world. But God changed my life. But God changed everything. And I thank the Lord that God called me in the ministry. And as well as my wife, He called her in the ministry. And both of us in the ministry. I thank the Lord that God gave us a heart for the ministry. And God gave us the heart for souls in the Philippines. And now, you as a church family here in Bisayas, you also have heart for souls. And I thank the Lord for you have heart on missions. And what we are doing there in the Philippines, you have the part in our ministry. Our ministry there is your ministry. Just see 9 years of existence in our ministry, supporting us financially. It's a big help for us. For 9 years, see, there are now 3 fundamental independent Baptist churches on those villages. And that's the Lord. But I just want you to see this in verse number 5. And when Jesus came to the place, He looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. This is a special visitor. This is a special visitor of Zacchaeus, the Lord Jesus. He said to Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down, Zacchaeus. Make haste. For today, I must abide at thy house. Could you imagine if we will just be on that scenario that Jesus would visit our place? I thank the Lord that once again I visited this place. I feel like home. I mentioned that because our Sunday school, when pastor giving CDs, for those who invite, I do that there in the Philippines. If you invite, I give chocolate. Yeah. Okay, I give chocolate. Yeah. Okay, chocolate. And I feel like home in this place. It's because you treated us very, very well. And thank you so much. I thank the Lord for Brother Paul and Sister Sandra for their place that we could stay, a humble place there. So we could just stay there and could just sleep and prepare for us a meal. I thank the Lord. We appreciate everything. I know that is the work of the Lord. Because when we come here, we don't know where to go, where to stay, what to do. But I know and I believe that's the Lord. And now, the Lord Jesus Christ is visiting Zacchaeus. Is visiting Zacchaeus and said, come haste. Go down. I must abide at thy house. Why God wants to abide in us? First of all, God wants His word to abide in our hearts. God wants to God's word wants to abide in our hearts. In Psalm 119, verse 105, the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is our manual. This is our map. In our travel, we use GPS. You use GPS. Now, nowadays, it's very high-tech. You don't need GPS. You just need cell phone. You just use those gadgets and then you just, where do you want? If it's here, 1600, Marin Road, Bisayas, Ohio, and then you click it. What do you want? Male or female, sounds or anything. And then they will just put you where you were going. And the thing is, God wants
His word to abide in our hearts. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our path. His word will direct us. His word will give us the encouragement. His word will give us the strength to go on. Because this is our light. This is our map. In going to heaven, you cannot see anyone's air where to go, how to get to heaven, but only through this book. Amen? God wants His will to abide in our lives. In Psalm 119, verse 11, the Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee." God wants to abide His word in our hearts, that we might not sin against God. That's the reason why His word wants to abide in our hearts, that we might not sin against God. This is the thing. If we will heed His word in our hearts, we will be keeping ourselves into sin. Because we know the truth, and the truth will always make us free, and the word of God will just direct us what to walk and what to think and what to do, because God's word is a true word of God, and this would be word that we should follow and we should obey. And that's the reason why God's word wants to abide in our hearts. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." That's the reason why God's word wants to abide in our hearts. That He wants us not only to be success in this life, but spiritually speaking, God wants us to grow in the Lord, that we may know Him and love Him and serve Him more. John 6:63, the Bible says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The words, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." God's words wants to abide in our heart because it gives life. It gives life. God's word has life on it. And when we are reading the Bible, there's life on it. When you are discouraged, you will be encouraged. If you are sad, you will be happy. When you are feeling sick, you will feel you are strong. Actually, at this time, before I came here, I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling well because, again, I can't sleep. We take our sleep 9 o'clock and then 11 o'clock, something hurts in my back here. 2 hours, I just had sleep. And then 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, I just study. And it's a blessing. And then I want to sleep again because my body is weak. And then I just feel that when I'm sleeping, it's my back here is painful. And I awake again. I just go to the place where the fire is, because you know it's cold now and I need to get warm a little bit. And then I'm just praying, and I prayed for the service, I prayed for your church, I prayed for the service, for the Sunday school, I prayed for the whole day, I prayed for pastor, I prayed for his family, I prayed to the members of this church, I prayed for our church, I thank the Lord. And I prayed for our service in the Philippines. I thanked the Lord and prayed for the church, the first church and the second church. I thanked the Lord that God gave us a good flight. And I thanked the Lord. And the time just passed. It's good. I just feel sick. And then, when we are now doing our breakfast, I said, can I ask for a blood pressure instrument just to check? And they checked me, and they checked my blood pressure. And it is 151 over 114. Whew. I'm that how high I'm blood pressure. I'm still young, you know. So now I will not push myself, you know. I will just be calm. But you know, although I'm feeling weak, but because God wants to abide in our heart, it gives life. I feel strong at this time. Because that God wants us, God's word wants to abide in our hearts. The Bible says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's the only thing I can get energized again. God's word wants to abide in our hearts. Number two, God wants His will to abide in our lives. Not only God's word wants to abide in our hearts, but God's will wants to abide in our lives. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Because God's will wants to abide in our lives. His will wants to abide in us, to do the will of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's the will of God. Not to conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. He wants us to walk in the will of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6. This is what the Bible says. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6. Not with eye service as man pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. I believe we are not serving people. We're not serving any person. We're serving the Lord. We're serving not with eye service as man pleasers, but we are servant of Christ. We serve the Lord. We are not serving anybody, but we are serving the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings and the God of Gods. He is, we're serving. That's why God's will wants to abide in our lives. And lastly, not only God wants His word to abide in our hearts, God wants His will to abide in our lives, but God wants His work to be declared. His work to be declared. In Psalm 73, verse 28, the Bible says, it is good for me to draw near unto God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy wondrous works. In the Philippines, every morning, I jog. I jog. Jogging every morning. My wife don't know where I am. But I'm jogging in the morning. But before I jog, I just prayed. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the trees. Thank you for the beautiful flowers, the grass. Thank you for the clouds. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for this sweet morning. Thank you for everything. They are wonderful and marvelous works which you have done that I can witness in my eyes. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for great salvation that is full and free. And it is complete work of the Christ on the cross of Calvary. I owe everything in the Lord. And then after that, I jog. Whew. Jog. I just jog. And after that, everything in the when I'm doing that, go to the church. Do something for the Lord. Why? The Bible says, it is good that we draw near unto God. We have put our trust in the Lord God, that we may declare all thy wondrous works. My friends, my beloved brethren, God wants His work to be declared. if we will not be in tune with God, if we will not be right with God, my friends, my beloved brethren, we cannot declare His works. The heaven will declare. Every creation will declare what God has done. It is only our privilege if we will come and draw near to God, that we also, God will use us, He could use us to declare His mighty works. You can see here, and He is now in the house, and then after that, what happened? In verse number 6 of Luke chapter 19, and He made haste and came down and received Him joyfully. When Jesus was in the house, there is joy. If there's Jesus in us, He's our visitor, we can feel the joy. In verse number 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. If I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. If God is with us, not only we have joy, there will be changed lives. You will not be the same. In 9 and 10, Jesus said unto him, This day salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. There will be salvation. I thank the Lord that God visited Zacchaeus. And I thank God that God is visiting us. For our conclusion, we had a visitor before I came here. Our visitor came from South. He's a friend of mine. He's a pastor. And he tells a story of a lady without hands and feet. He don't have hands and he don't have feet. She don't have feet. But you know, when she got saved, their church is on the mountain. What she's doing, he crawl. That lady crawl. Just go to that mountain and just want to attend on that service. She had feet flops here and here. Let's go. Go on. She was so faithful. Very faithful. And then people just looking at her, and why she needs to do that? Why she needs to do that? But she still keep coming, climbing. No tricycle, no bicycle, no anything. She just go there because of the prayer. She cannot do anything. She's so faithful. 2 years ago, she passed away, and they realized how faithful she was. Those members of this church was encouraged, and they became different. They became faithful to the Lord. God used that lady. And you know, when we are listening to that story of our people, I said, tomorrow, it would be our Sunday morning service. You come again. You know, our number, we're doubled. God visited us at that Sunday morning service. My question is God visiting us? I hope and pray that God will visit this church. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Bless your word in our hearts. And we ask that you just help us to do your will. Clear your works. abide in us. Name be honored, believe, I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.